Simeon. He was waiting. He was listening. He was watching for the promised Messiah to come. Mary and Joseph took Jesus back to the temple when he was 40 days old, almost 6 weeks. Just a tiny little baby. They took him there to be consecrated according to the law of Moses. Simeon saw them. He was waiting. The Lord had told him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Mashiach, the Messiah. And so there he was, as he saw Mary and Joseph and the baby enter the temple. He had been waiting and listening. And when God whispered, he responded. We've got a lot to learn from Simeon, don't we? He responded to the call, and he walked up to Mary and Joseph, and he swept the child up into his arms. Can you imagine the looks on their faces as this man that they didn't know took their baby from them? Or maybe they just chalked it up to all the other things they'd seen over those 40 days. The scripture tells us they marveled at what they saw. But more so, imagine the look on Simeon's face. As he looked in the eyes of the Lord, he was holding in his arms. And he said, Lord, you can let me die now. Just as you promised. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which is declared in the sight of all peoples. A light to show truth to the nations, to the Gentiles, and bring great glory to your people, Israel. What a moment that must have been. You see, Simeon knew that there was a coming glory that awaited Israel. A coming glory that would change everything. You see, for centuries, the people of Israel had walked in darkness. Isaiah described it like this. He said, the people walking in darkness. Why they walked in darkness is because of the time they were delivered from slavery for 400 years under the hand of the Egyptians. And God led them out to take them to the land he had promised to Abraham. All that time they grumbled. They were disobedient. They ignored him over and over again. The people walking in darkness. But you see, even though ultimately the glory would depart from them, the promise never did. And that's what Isaiah wrote about. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a land of deep darkness, a light had dawned. There was a coming glory that would change everything. And later, Isaiah would write of that coming glory this. He would say, arise, shine, for your light has come. This is a promise that would extend from that time all the way through the millennial reign of Christ, which we look forward to. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and a thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. They were the receivers of the light, and they were meant to be the reflectors of the light. And will be once again. But you see, the people, they were expecting the king to come in a different form. They were looking for someone to ride in, a Messiah to ride in on a white horse and smash the kingdoms of the earth and establish their kingdom on the earth. But no, in Isaiah chapter 9, Isaiah would say this, "For to us a child is born." He would come in the form of a baby. "A child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders." What does that mean? Means he'll be responsible for everything. The weight of the world will be on his shoulders. It reminds me of Matthew 11 and 28. "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." All those burdens that you carry, that I carry, he says, "Bring them to me. I can take them on. I want to do that for you." And that's why Isaiah would describe him as this, the wonderful counselor. He would always be there to guide us. The mighty God, always strong enough to carry our burdens. The everlasting Father, always standing with his arms open wide, regardless of what mistakes we might have made. And the Prince of Peace, what he desires most for us. You see, they didn't see it. Joseph had trouble understanding it. When the time would come, he was confused because his young betrothed wife had gone down to see her cousin Elizabeth, the Judean hills, and had come back to Nazareth great with child. No doubt she was the talk of the town. Joseph, being a righteous man, thought to just put her away quietly. But the angel of God came to him in a very vivid dream and said, "Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. This is all God's doing." Look what he said. "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Yeshua," Jesus, "the deliverer." God saves, the redeemer. "Give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. He will be the coming glory." Jesus himself stated that he was that light, the coming glory, in John chapter 8, in one of the I Am statements. During the Feast of Tabernacles, when the people celebrated the fact that God, his presence never left them during their wilderness wanderings, and they celebrated by lighting torches and lamps in the pillars of the temple, and it was said that all Jerusalem was lit up during this time, as they remembered he was the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. And it was in that setting with all this light that Jesus stood and said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in what? Darkness. But will have the light of life." And that's who he is. He is the light of life who brings to all of us hope, peace, joy, and love. That's why we celebrate Christmas. He gives us something to look forward to beyond this life, because he is the light of the world, and his light chases away the darkness. And oh, how we need that, don't we? And so this morning, it's only appropriate that we light the candle of Christ. Because indeed, he is the light of the world. And in him there is no darkness. So in the context of our world, the passage that we looked at earlier from Isaiah, just take a moment to reflect on it. Remember, we are to be the receivers of the light and the reflectors of the light to a lost and dying world. We are to reflect the light of Christ. So arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth. Look around at our world. It's a dark place, isn't it? See, the darkness covers the earth, and a thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you. You and you and you. And His glory appears over you. And now look at this promise, that in this world, when we are prone to lose hope, when we are prone to doubt, He says, nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. So this Christmas, don't stop shining. Just keep on shining and leave the rest of it up to God. Because as we've celebrated this month, He said that He would come, and He did. And He's promised that He will come again. He will. So just keep shining. Never forget that.